Chapter 5. 10 years pass. Queenie is an old cat. She is still nasty. I growl at her. I don't chase her anymore. The little girl is much bigger. She goes to school alone. The father has grey hair. He is older too. He sits outside with me. We play games. We wait for the little girl to come home. She will always be my little girl. I am happy here. I sleep next to Bertie's grave. He is never lonely. The family takes me on holiday. We go to the mountains. Queenie stays behind. She can't come to the mountains. We walk in the woods. I hear a noise. It is a big bear. It is coming to hurt my family. I will not let it. The bear roars. I bark. My family runs away. I fight the bear. It hits me with its big paw. I fall down. The bear walks away. I am hurt. I can't get up. My family comes to find me. They take me to the vet. I am very scared. I think, the vet will put me to sleep. It is okay, Goldie. You will be fine, the father says. I fall asleep. I wake up at home. I am inside. I have a bandage around my body. It hurts to move. I get up. I walk slowly to the kitchen. The family is there. They give me treats. The father carries me back to bed. I sleep inside. You are a good boy, the father says. You guard the family. 10 years pass. Queenie is dead. I don't miss her. The little girl is at university. I miss her every day. I am old now. I lie on the grass, outside the house. The mother comes home. She has a puppy with her. Goldie, this is Samson, the mother says. I look at the puppy. I snort and then close my eyes. I am too old. I can't play. I am Bertie now. I will die soon. The father will dig a hole. He will put me in the ground. He will bury me. I am not scared. It is a dog's life. We guard the family. They don't age like us. They will live longer than me. They are a good family. I am happy to protect them. I have a good life. The father comes out of the house. He sits next to me. He strokes my head. Thanks for the memories, old friend, he says. I lick his hand and then close my eyes. This means, thank you.